Armadoxy for today. The unusual. The Gospels record a very supernatural, what is commonly called miraculous, event. Spotting miracles has become a popular pastime for many people of faith. A blind man sees, a woman's bleeding stops, the deaf person hears. But today, I will read you a story about a large-scale miracle and ask that you identify that miracle. And here is a clue. It's something very unusual. St. Matthew records Jesus found himself being followed by thousands of people without a logistical game plan to accommodate the masses. He writes, "When Jesus saw a great multitude, and he was moved with compassion for them, and healed their sick. When it was evening, his disciples came to him, saying, 'This is a deserted place, and the hour is already late. Send the multitudes away that they may go into the villages and buy themselves food.' But Jesus said to them, 'They do not need to go away. You feed them.'" Now, remember, you're searching for a miracle. What is truly unusual? The disciples said to him, "We have here only 5 loaves and 2 fish. He said, "Bring them here to me." Then he commanded the multitudes to sit down on the grass, and he took the 5 loaves and the 2 fish, and looking up to heaven, he blessed and broke and gave the loaves to the disciples, and the disciples gave it to the multitude. So they all ate and were filled, and they took up 12 baskets full of the fragments that remained. Now those who had eaten were about 5,000 men. Besides women and children. Immediately Jesus made his disciples get into a boat and go before him to the other side, while he sent the multitudes away. And when he had sent the multitudes away, he went to the mountain by himself to pray. Now when evening came, he was all alone there. Did you spot the miracle? Did you spot what was truly unusual about the incident described in this story? Well, the obvious answer, that Jesus fed about 20,000 people with 2 fish and 5 loaves of bread, sounds like a miracle, but remember, this is Jesus doing this. It is not unusual for the Son of God. And yes, we can guesstimate a number between 15 to 20,000 people, considering that it says 5,000 men were there, but with their wives and children, yeah, 15 to 20,000 people. The bigger number is what follows when it's recorded that not only were the people fed, but they collected 12 baskets of leftovers. This statement lays to rest any doubt that the food was truly multiplied. But that's not what I'm looking for. One of the first things that struck me as unusual is that Jesus turned the matter over to the disciples and says, "You feed them." In other words, you have the ability to do so. Take care of it. But the truly unusual event occurs right afterwards. Jesus withdraws to pray. Jesus is at the height of his popularity. Thousands are following him. He's touching and healing the people physically and spiritually. He brings about one of the greatest of his miracles by feeding the masses assembled. And at the end of it, he withdraws and prays. That is unusual. Compare it with us. Do we pray when everything is going right, when we are at the height of our game? Or is it more like when we are in need, hurting, and have run out of options? The number of prayers we offer are directly increased in proportion to the difficulties we endure. For Jesus, prayer was a constant in his life. During good and bad times, he taught us that our Heavenly Father already knows what our needs are before we ask. And so if this is the case, then why do we pray? Jesus is telling us that the conventional definition of prayer as a conversation with God is only part of the story, a very small part. God knows our needs, but do we know them? Prayer is a conversation with God, but also with ourself, or in other words, with God who resides within us as well as without us. Throughout Scripture, we follow the life of Jesus as an example of living. He prays, he fasts, he loves unconditionally. These are all outward manifestations of the disciplined life. Prayer brings into focus those things that are important in our life. Jesus turned to the disciples and said, "You feed them." We have the capacity within us to do the seemingly impossible in a world troubled with war, plagued with hatred. Solutions often seem impossible. When we turn to God in prayer, we hear his voice telling us, "You feed them." This is the first step toward realizing and actualizing a plan for ultimate peace. We pray today from the fourth hour of St. Nersa Schnorrali's Confession with Faith. Son of God, true God, who descended from the bosom of the Father and took on flesh from the Holy Virgin Mary for our salvation, crucified, buried, and raised from the dead, ascended in glory to the Father, I have sinned against heaven and before you. Remember me as you remembered the thief on the cross when you come into your kingdom.
Apostle.net, apostolic evangelism for an electronic and expanding universe.